Do you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences or just not manifesting what you want in life? Welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space, to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together. Welcome to episode 124. Five types of happiness everyone can achieve. Happiness seems to be that thing that many of us strive for. And it can be elusive, I think, for people because they're trying to lump everything into happiness instead of recognizing the small moments that are happy. Let's get into this. What is happiness? Well, we all know what it feels like. Happiness is it's a sense of joy, a feeling of contentment and well-being. But what causes these feelings? And why do they vary from person to person? There are many theories about happiness. You know, a lot of scientists and researchers have not yet come up with a definitive answer. However, there are some common themes that come with happiness. I'm going to discuss five types of happiness that everyone can achieve with effort, time, and positive mindset. First type of happiness is the happiness of accomplishment. This type of happiness comes from setting and achieving goals. It can be as simple as completing a long overdue task of reaching a long-term goal, such as buying a house, or starting a business, or buying a car. When you set goals and work hard to achieve them, you build self-confidence. It can lead to a sense of accomplishment and happiness. So how do you set achievable goals to improve your overall happiness and well-being? First of all, you make a list of what's called SMART goals. SMART goals are S for specific, M for measurable, A for attainable, R for relevant, and T for time-bound goals. Goals need to be specific, otherwise you won't be able to measure your progress. If a goal is too vague, such as, I'll giggle at this one, I want to be rich, it's difficult to stay motivated because you won't know when you've achieved it. Your goal should also be achievable and realistic. Trying to lose 20 pounds in 1 week is probably not going to happen, and also slightly dangerous, and if it does, it won't be sustainable. Relevant goals are important to you and your current lifestyle. A goal like, I want to buy a yacht, might not be relevant if you live in an apartment and can't afford the maintenance costs. A time-bound goal has a deadline, so you can measure your progress. I want to save $20,000 in the next year, as an example of a time-bound goal. For example, a SMART goal might look like this. I will start my business within the following year. You can make it even more specific by pinpointing the type of business you want to set up. Also, include a revenue target for the first year of operation. Remember, it's important to have short-term and long-term goals to keep you motivated and happy. A short-term goal could be, I will research business ideas for the next month. The long-term goal could be, I will start my freelance writing business within the next year and make $50,000 in revenue during the first year of operation. When you break down your goals into smaller chunks, they become less daunting and achievable. Create a detailed action plan for the next few months to highlight the most important tasks you need to complete to achieve your goal. It will help you stay on track and make progress towards your goals. Finally, don't forget to celebrate your accomplishments along the way. Now, I know I used some kind of big and lofty examples, but you can use this with anything you're trying to accomplish. Second type of happiness is the happiness of love and connection. This type of happiness comes from strong relationships with family, friends, and romantic partners. It's the feeling you get when surrounded by people you love and who love you back. So how can you achieve this type of happiness? First step is to make time for the people you love who matter most to you. If you're always busy with work or other commitments, finding time for your loved ones can be challenging. Schedule regular checkups with friends and family members, even if it's just a quick coffee or phone call or whatever it may be for you. Make time for date nights or weekend getaways if you're in a romantic relationship. It's important to keep the spark alive and show your partner that you still care. Book a spa day with your partner and arrange game nights, romantic dinners, or movie nights. Really, honestly, just spend good time with each other.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's also important to be supportive and understand when conflicts arise. Family members and friends are not perfect, just as you are not perfect. Be patient and try to see things from their perspective. And as we all know, family members are the ones who can push our buttons the easiest. Last, don't forget to show your appreciation for the people in your life. A simple thank you or I love you can go a long way. A kind thank you note, a box of chocolates, or tickets to a theater show are excellent examples of how to show your loved ones how much you care. I personally like handwritten notes. Now I'm going to take a moment to pause and tell you a bit about my new free ebook called Am I an Empath or HSP? It's a checklist and has 6 tips for empaths and HSPs to thrive. So if you're an extremely sensitive soul, you might just be an empath or a highly sensitive person. This free ebook will tell you all about it. You can access the free book through the link in the show notes. All right, now back to the types of happiness. The third type of happiness is the happiness of being in the moment. This type of happiness comes from enjoying the simple things in life and savoring special moments. It's being present and living the moment instead of looking to the future or dwelling on the past. How can you achieve this type of happiness? One way to achieve this type of happiness is to be aware of your thoughts, your feelings, and your surroundings. Be aware. Creating self-awareness is huge here. It's about living in the moment, not letting your mind wander off to everything else. Another way to achieve this type of happiness is to savor special moments. When something good happens, take a moment to appreciate it fully. For example, if you're on vacation and have a great time, take lots of photos and videos to remember the experience later, because our brain capacity can only hold so much data, and we forget. But the second we see a photo or a video, it all comes back and we actually feel the experience. Also, live in the moment by focusing on the things you can control, such as how you react to situations and letting go of the things you can't control. I know some of you are going to say easier said than done, but examples of things you can't control are the weather and other people's actions and traffic. Yeah, you can't control that, so stay calm. Lastly, remember to enjoy the simple things in life. It could be something as small as taking a relaxing bath or reading your favorite book. The key is to take the time to appreciate the things that make you happy. The fourth type of happiness is the happiness of personal growth. This type of happiness comes from a sense of progress and achievement. It's the feeling you get when you reach a goal or accomplish something difficult. One way to achieve this type of happiness is to challenge yourself. If you're always doing the same old thing, it's easy to get bored and you feel like you're not making any progress and you're not moving forward in life. Challenging yourself can help you learn new things and feel a sense of accomplishment. It can also help you build confidence and self-esteem. One way to challenge yourself is to take on a new hobby or activity that you're unfamiliar with. Another way is to set higher standards in your current hobbies or activities. For example, if you're a runner, challenge yourself to run a longer distance or a faster time. And the fifth type of happiness is the happiness of charity or of giving. This type of happiness comes from giving back and helping others. It's the feeling you get when you make a difference in someone else's life. One way to achieve this type of happiness is by volunteering your time or donating money to a cause that you care about or helping someone out who's in need of your help and assistance to actually do something. Volunteering your time can help you feel connected to a larger community and make a difference in someone else's life. Donating money can also help you feel good about yourself while supporting a cause that's important to you. Another way to achieve this type of happiness is to do something nice for someone else. Just do something nice for someone else. It could be something as small as holding the door open for someone or giving somebody a compliment. These random acts of kindness can make someone's day and make you feel good at the same time. You know, it does. It makes you feel good to just be kind to people. You can also achieve this type of happiness by being there for someone when they need you. And I'll put this in parentheses, as long as it doesn't cross your boundaries. If a friend is going through a tough time, you can offer your support. If you have a skill or talent that could help someone, offer your help. Happiness is achievable. These are just a few of the many ways you can achieve happiness. The key is to find what works for you and make it a part of your life. Experiment with different activities and behaviors until you find something that makes you happy. Then make it a habit to do those things regularly. Soon you will be on your way to a happier, more joyful, and more fulfilling life. So just to recap, the five types of happiness are accomplishment, love and connection, being in the moment, personal growth, and charity and kindness. I'm sending you all a ton of love, and I hope you find the happy moments that are right there in front of you. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at HeidiDallaire or LoveWideOpen on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.